Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On this evening's show, we will be playing a plethora of music along with a community announcement and some news from both the Philippines and the United States. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk for our first article of the evening. And this definitely comes from Queens, New York. More than the Grand Slam immortality, Alex Ayala is honored to be an inspiration for her fellow Filipinos back home with her historic achievement in the U.S. Open's Girls Singles Tournament. This is a huge step for me. I'm super happy to represent my country and to do something with a big platform. Being able to inspire other younger people, said Ayala during the post-match press conference after her title-clinching 6-2, 6-4 victory over world number 3, Lucy Havlazaka of the Czech Republic on Saturday in New York. As the first Filipino to win a U.S. Open Junior Singles title, the Rafael Nadal Academy scholar wants to continue inspiring Philippine tennis community like the trailblazing women in the seniors division, Iga Świątek, the first Polish woman to rule the U.S. Open, and runner-up Ons Jabeur from Tanzania. Of course, all tennis players have their own story, and they've gone through hardships, and to see people like Iga and Ons making their own path and inspiring so many young people is definitely something I want to do as well, said the 17-year-old, who delivered a Filipino acceptance speech during the trophy presentation. The number 297th player in the Women's Tennis Association's, who earned her best ranking at number 280 last August 1st, believes the key to achievement at a young age is being surrounded by good people with her family, father, Michael, and former national team swimmer Riza, and brother Miko, who's also a tennis player. And if we remember last year, a Filipina Canadian, Layla Fernandez, advanced to the finals last year and finished second. And this year, she was battling back from injury, unfortunately, and she was able to make it back to the U.S. Open on the senior side of things, but unfortunately, she only advanced to the second round of the tournament. But for right now, we're going to play a song from an artist by the name of Louis Roa. And the name of this song is entitled Simple Lang.
Meron akong nakilala sang dalaga sa probinsya. Sobrang simple, disiplada at napakaganda. Wala siyang kolorete, laging nakangiti pa. Mapagmahal, matulungin, handang dumamay sa iba. Gusto ko sanang pigilan aking nararamdaman, ngunit nabigani sa iyong kasimplihan. Simple lang, simple lang ang gusto ko sa iyo. Simpleng nais na sosyal at laging mabango. Simple lang ang tanging nais ko. Mahalin mo lang ako, mahalin mo lang ako ng totoo. Buhok niya'y sumasayaw habang naglalakad. Para siyang sangdiwatan na sa lupa'y napadpad. Pinapangarap ko na siya'y magkasama. Magkahawak kaming kamay habang namamasyal. Gusto ko sanang pigilan aking nararamdaman, ngunit nabighani sa iyong kasimplihan. Simple lang, simple lang ang gusto ko sa'yo. Simple ayos de sosyal at laging mabango. Simple lang ang tanging nais ko. Mahalin mo lang ako, mahalin mo lang ako ng totoo. Simple lang, simple lang sa'yo. Simpleng ayos de sosyal at laging mabango. Simple lang ang tanging nais ko. Mahalin mo lang ako, mahalin mo lang ako ng totoo. Mahalin mo lang ako ng totoo. Mahalin mo lang ako ng totoo.
And once again, that was Louis Roa with his track entitled Simple Lang. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard here every Sunday on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. At 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities, on the web at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. And you can hear us also via the KFAI app at both Google Play and the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk. And this comes from Rappler. Typhoon Indai started moving away from the Philippines at just 10 kilometers per hour on Sunday afternoon, September 11. The typhoon was located 360 kilometers northeast of Itabayat, Batanes, heading north-northwest. The Philippine Atmospheric, Geophysical, and Astronomical Service Administration, PAGASA, said in its 5 p.m. bulletin on Sunday. After gradually intensifying since Saturday, September 10th, Indai had maximum sustained winds of 165 kilometers per hour and a gustiness of 205 kilometers per hour as of Sunday afternoon. PAGASA said the gusty conditions may be experienced in the extreme northern Luzon on Monday, September the 12th, due to the channeling of typhoon circulation in the Luzon Strait. So far, tropical cyclone and wind signals have not been raised due to Indai. The Weather Bureau added that typhoon remains less likely to bring heavy rain to the country, but the outermost rain bands may trigger scattered rain showers and thunderstorms in the province of Batanes. The southwest monsoon, or Haning Habaikat, weaker on Sunday compared to Sunday, weaker on Sunday compared to Saturday, may also cause isolated rain in the western parts of central Luzon and southern Luzon. Meanwhile, PAGASA issued a gale warning for the seaboards of Batanes and Bayuan Island at 5 p.m. on Sunday. Seas are rough, with waves at 2.8 to 4 meters high. The Weather Bureau advised fishing boats and other small vessels not to sail and large vessels to watch out for big waves. Moderate to rough seas may also be seen in the eastern seaboard and the rest of the northern seaboard of northern Luzon, with the waves 1.2 to 3 meters high. Conditions could be risky for small vessels. PAGASA expects Indai to slowly move north northwest in the next 12 hours or until early Monday before turning north towards Japan's Yayama Islands. The typhoon could still intensify until Monday morning, but may start weakening late Monday or Tuesday, September 13th, due to slightly cooler waters east of Taiwan. Indai projects the exit from the Philippines' area of responsibility is on Tuesday morning or afternoon. Indai is the Philippines' ninth tropical cyclone for the 2022 and the first for September. PAGASA also announced that it's monitoring a low-pressure area outside of PAR, which may develop into a tropical depression within 3 days. As of Sunday, the LPA was 2,045 kilometers east-northeast of extreme northern Luzon. The Weather Bureau said that the potential tropical cyclone enters PAR may also stay near PAR northeastern boundary. The next tropical cyclone names on PAGASA's list is Josie. But for right now, we're going to play a track from an artist by the name of Miguel Vera. And the name of this track is entitled Nais Ko.
Bakit ba nang mawalay ka sa piling ko? Ikaw pa rin ang laging hanap-hanap ko. Sa damdamin ay palaging naroon ka. Ang kasakasama ko ay alaala. Alam ko na nagkamali ako sa'yo. Sinaktan ang pag-ibig at damdamin mo. Sana sa piling ko ikaw ay magmali nang muling mabuhay ang ating pag-ibig. Nais ko sa bawat sandali.
Once again, that was Miguel Vera with Nais Ko. In regards to some balita in the community, happy birthday greetings go out to Malia Shepherd, who celebrated her birthday Saturday, and that would be her fifth birthday. Also celebrating a birthday on September the 10th is Jaden Lomax of Brooklyn Park, who celebrated his ninth birthday. And celebrating a birthday tomorrow is none other than 16-year-old Jasmine Love of Brooklyn Park. In regards to some community announcements, we'll have the results of the recently completed election of the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, which took place this past Friday. The results have not been published on their social media accounts as of yet. But in regards to things that have been happening in the community, Indai's Kitchen, which has now ventured into a brick and mortar entitled Cocina, which has been having some soft openings the last couple of weeks, has officially opened adjacent to Filipino Village in Moundsview, Minnesota, and that's located at 2408 County Road I in Moundsview. This is a project of the husband and wife team of Jillian and Scott. So I believe they officially opened this past Thursday. In regards to other community happenings, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be having their 28th annual golf tournament, which will be taking place at the Victory Links golf course in Blaine, Minnesota. And for more information in regards to that particular event, you can reach out to a very frequent guest of our show, none other than Boo Dava. And you can reach out to Boo at 763-528-5768. One of the highlights of the golf tournament 2 years ago in torrential rainfall was a battle of two teams, one of which consisted of a multi-time winner of the tournament team-wise, Christian Labrador, who is now playing Division One golf, versus the team of the Rexing family, Owen Rexing, which I believe they're the results of who wound up being the champion of that tournament came down to the last hole. And the interesting thing about Owen Rexing, who I believe is playing now Division One golf at the University of St. Thomas, is that he recently tied for first with two other players this past year at the Minnesota State High School League Golf Championship. And in regards to one of our final articles of the evening, and this concerns the upcoming special on Netflix of none other than the frequent guest of the Filipino American National News, Joe Coy. The Los Angeles Forum will premiere globally on Netflix on September 13th, 2022, which is this coming Tuesday. Returning to Netflix for his fourth original special, Joe Coy takes the stage at the iconic Los Angeles Forum. True to form, Joe gushes about his relationship with his teenage son, along with sharing the struggles of living with sleep apnea and more. Directed by Shannon Hartman, executive producer includes Joe Coy, Joe Malachi, Michelle Caputo, and Shannon Hartman. This special marks Joe Coy's fourth special with Netflix. His previous hour-long specials include Coming in Hot and Live from Seattle, in addition to his variety special In His Element. And if things go right with Joe's very busy schedule these days, maybe we'll be able to spend a few moments with Joe this week to discuss this fourth special of his, along with the movie of his, Easter Sunday, which came out this past August. But for right now, we're going to end the show with two tracks, one of which is after, I believe, the 25th anniversary of the release of this film that came out on ABC. It was the live-action version of Cinderella, which starred Filipino-American Paulo Montalban as Prince Charming and pop R&B actress Brandy. And we're going to play a track of theirs from Cinderella entitled Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful. And then we'll play an original song from local Filipina Avery Kate Blaschak. And the name of that song is Shadow in the Dark. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Do I love you because you're beautiful? 'cause I love you. Am I making believe I see in you a girl too lovely to be really true? Do I want you because you're wonderful, or are you wonderful because I want you? Are you the sweet invention of a lover's dream, or are you really as beautiful as you seem?
Maybe you're imagining me, and maybe I'm imagining you too.
Am I making believe I see in you a man too perfect to be really true? Do I want you because you're wonderful, or are you wonderful because I want you?
Are you the sweet invention of a lover's dream, or are you really as wonderful as you seem?
I've always dreamed it would happen like this, and now it really has. I don't ever want this night to end.
Neither do I.
I hear laughter, I see smiling in the corner, feel like I'm dying. Is this the end? I knew it'd come a million miles from here home in silence. Humiliation, shame, loss of face, dishonor, disgrace. It hits me all at once. I can't. I'm drowning in the world I make and feel no more. 'Cause I'm a shadow in the
programming is supported by North Point Health and Wellness Center, located at Penn and Plymouth in North Minneapolis. This summer, North Point reminds you that if you feel sick, check for COVID symptoms, start wearing your mask, get tested, and stay home if you test positive. And remember to get your COVID vaccine. North Point Health and Wellness Center is now vaccinating children 6 months and older against COVID-19. For more information, please visit northpointhealth.org.